Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I was a late bloomer, and hopefully I still have some blooming to do.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's the songwriter of the year.
And James Strebel.
I've seen things, okay? I've seen other men. I've seen...
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Bring it on! Let's go! Well, he's going to ride out in a blaze of glory with DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw, Uganda Kinsley.
Have him
Kinsley,
also. Dillingham.
Yeah, Dillingham, Shepard, Justin Edwards, Adu Thero. That's seven bangers right there, Andy! Damn, brother! That's seven bangers right there! And they're going to add more to that? Icing on the cake. You got Big O. I'm coming back! Ah! Just explode. Explosions everywhere. Yes.
Big going.
All right, so back at it on this Football Friday. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. As always, 5 o'clock hour presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. You can find them online right now, coxeslouisville.com, to get you ready for tonight. Maybe a little Trinity St. X to get you ready for tomorrow. The Cards and the Cats, tailgates, watch parties, whatever it may be. CoxesLouisville.com. They got you covered. The four, I believe, Evergreen Liquors locations, that great craft beer selection, all the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars to get you ready for this weekend. It's CoxesLouisville.com. We had to move them back because of IU Basketball Media Day, but we talk to them now on this Friday. Rick Bozich, WDRB. Rick, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I saw you talking to Jack Grossman. Were you guys discussing IU Basketball Media Days? What did you learn? IU Basketball Media Days, Rick. Let's go. Give me something.
Yeah, he was asking me if I heard anything interesting up there, and I said the most interesting thing I heard was the pretty persistent chatter that Logan Duncan would be a contributor this year, which I hadn't expected to hear.
Yeah, so, but that can't be the number one thing. I mean, Logan Duncan, I mean, it's a storyline, but I mean, if you went up there for that WDRB, you know, you're going to pay your own gas money on that one, Rick. I don't know what to tell you. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Logan Duncan ain't going to cut it.
Number one storyline for me would be Jalen Hood-Schifino. Talk to him briefly.
There you go.
Very mature kid, says all the right things, and Trace Jackson Davis said on the record that he thought it would be a one and done. We'll see if that's the case.
There you go.
But that's what they need. That's what they've needed ever since Yogi Ferrell left.
There you go. Now Jack left the room. He's back now. You're damn right. Plug your headphones back in. You better believe I ask about
Let's
it right
see,
at
so
the beginning.
So we're talking about point guard play.
That's what we're talking
shooting.
About.
Yes.
Well, listen, it's Northern Illinois and South Florida. What are we going to do?
Yogi Ferrell provided no for those things.
Look, there he is. I knew he would turn around when he saw that. All right, so Rick Bozich with us. Rick, you wrote about this. I know you were asking questions in the Monday press conference. Let's start with Louisville, the game at Cardinal Stadium. Reminder, pregame beginning at 9 a.m. on Saturday over on 93.9. You wrote about, you know, the yelling, and you wrote about fixing penalties and the discipline that goes into this week after such an undisciplined performance against Florida State. All of that is fine, but with this group over the last few years, I now believe some massive turnaround is more hope than logic. So what have you heard this week, maybe even Monday, to think that Saturday is going to be different? I guess if it's different, is it because it's South Florida, who's not very good? What do you make of where the Cards are right now?
What I make of where they are right now is, like, this is an absolutely, positively must-win game. They can't afford to lose this game for a variety of reasons. One is, you lose this game, you go to 1-3, it's hard to see a path to a winning season. Two is, you lose this game and you lose back-to-back home games, and the fan base, in my opinion, the ones who some have already checked out, but even more people are going to check out. And, you know, they have to win this game. And I agree with you that, you know, this team has just filed so many of those performances, like the Florida State game over the last couple of years, where there are games that can go either way, and too often they go the wrong way for a variety of reasons. And, you know, the penalties were part of it. The breakdowns on defense were another thing. You got people tweeting out videos of guys not hustling on defense. I mean, it's not a pleasant situation right now.
I mean, but also, Rick, we've seen this before. It's what I saw 2 years ago. It's what I saw last year. I mean, Florida State didn't surprise me last week. I'm like, oh, yeah, they lost a close game. They had a lot of yards, and when they needed to score at the end of the first half in that second quarter where they could have had multiple scores, multiple touchdowns on the board, hell, 10 points at least on the board, they didn't do it. They got the ball back with over a minute and a half. And they had a chance to win, and they didn't do it there. They threw an interception. And so how that game went with some gaudy offensive numbers, Malik making some really good plays, some really bad plays. The defense can't stop anybody. It's a backup quarterback. It doesn't matter. Scott Satterfield and Brian Brown have no answer. They were outcoached at halftime. Like, those sorts of things, it's just regular now. I don't know what we are supposed to expect from them other than, you know, 6-6 type football. That's what I expect. That's what I've seen this season.
I can't argue with you. I mean, there's just two. They make a play, and then they make a play like, what are they doing? And then, you know, the defense makes a decent play on defense, and then guys over pursue or give up along the sideline and let a guy kind of stick an arm out for an arm tackle, and the three different guys miss a tackle, and the guy gets it down inside the 10. And there's just too many plays where the attention to detail isn't there. And, you know, at some point you just wonder, they're just not good enough. I mean, that's part of what I think at times, is their personnel is just not good enough. And Malik Cunningham, you know, the one thing I come back to about Satterfield is we're now in year four, and I know that Malik has been a fine player. He's not an extraordinary player, but he hasn't brought in anybody and developed anybody on his own as the quarterback. I mean, Malik's still a Petrino guy. This is year four. Who else has he brought in and developed a quarterback to really kind of run whatever offense it is that he wants to run? And to me, that's problematic.
And I've talked about this relating it to Kentucky. You may not like Kentucky's identity. We know until recently their identity was the Amish offense. It was horse and buggy. And finally, here comes Levis and Cohen and now Scangarello, and it's a totally different thing. But they had an identity. They updated their identity. Louisville doesn't have an identity. What's their identity on offense right now? I don't know. To me, it's penalties. And when you have 3rd and 3, you run a 2-yard route. That's the identity. What's their identity on offense? If I told you Brian Brown believes in this on defense, what is it? I mean, it's not rushing the quarterback. It's not bringing pressure.
Offensively, if you really made me give you an answer on offense, I'd say their identity is to try and control the game and run the football. And that's what I think they want their identity to be, because I think they thought this year their offensive line would be the strength of the team and that Tyon Evans would be top half of the ACC type running back, and it hadn't been that way yet because they've had some injuries, and I haven't missed the last game, and it hadn't turned out that way. Defensively, I'm not sure what their identity is. I thought, because of a lot of the guys they have back, that this team would be better than it has performed, but to get chewed up by Florida State the way they did, especially after a backup, I mean, the quarterback that came in, everybody's mentioned this. I mean, he'd never thrown a touchdown pass before, and he had 4 interceptions, and he's just a guy. You know, and
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Came in there and they had that 6'7" receiver, and Louisville couldn't cover him, and they got burned repeatedly when they needed to make a stop. And you're right, they don't put a ton of pressure on the opposing quarterback. So I don't know. It's not very encouraging. I just know this: Florida State under Jeff Scott is 4-20, and they've lost 13 straight road games, and their four wins, three of them are against FCS teams, and the one that wasn't against an FCS team is against Temple, which is one of the worst FCS teams. You cannot lose this game. You cannot.
No, I mean, to me, you know, I don't give them the benefit of the doubt, but you know, if I'm a fan and I'm going out there, I'm like, you know, you need to win, but you need to win by four touchdowns. Like, if we come in here on Monday and it's 38-34, you know, I mean, come on. At some point, we just need to look at all the data that's been in front of us. You know, the other thing, and Rick Bozich with us here, 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. He's from WDRB, WDRB.com here on The Take. You know, one thing we talked about today, and I knew this was going to happen before the season, and I'm blanking now. What was it? Like, the over-under for U of L was what? Was it 5.5 or was it 6.5? It was 5, and was it 5.5? I can't remember. But it was basically they were a 6-6 football team, right, Rick?
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
And so Everyone has been talking about, well, you know, you get to a bowl game, and they want to believe that they're going to be able to buy into that. That, well, you know, we already knew this team was a 6-win team if some things went right. You know, maybe a 7-win team. And now that you're here and you're staring, hey, can we even be 6-6 in the face, there is a certain part of me that it's like, you know, this is the team that we analyze, basically. They're a 6-6 football team. That's what they look like. We think that's going to be okay in the preseason, and then you get into the season, and you start to lose games, you start to have penalties and turnovers, and suddenly that's not good enough, and we forget everything in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. The only thing that makes that even harder to take is they've lost the two teams they beat last year. That's not progress. I mean, and maybe Syracuse really has taken a step forward, but they weren't competitive in that game. And then,
yeah, but that's bad for Louisville. That's bad for Louisville if Syracuse can take a step and they can go by you. That's even worse.
It is even worse. And we all know, and we've said this, and everybody's known this. I mean, the front of the schedule, they had to get through the front of the schedule 5-1 or 4-2. And now the best they can do is 4-2 because the back half of the schedule is hard. And even James Madison, which is the easy game, they're better than most bye games. That game won't be, you know, a rollover. So I don't know. I will be interested, just like we talked about last week, I'll be interested to see what the crowd is. I thought the crowd for the Florida State game was good. It was announced 46. It looked like 46. They were engaged and into the game until the end. When Florida State fans started cheering, they booed and drowned them out. More of them bought back in than I thought would, but I'll be interested to see how many come back out tomorrow for a noon game against an opponent
that's
that really
rough.
Isn't very, not very attractive.
It's not a sexy opponent, no. That's a rough one. No, there's no doubt about that. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. We've been talking a little bit about this week. Do you think going into the Governor's Cup that Louisville will be bowl eligible?
I'm going to say no.
So they'll be at 5 wins, needing to win in Lexington to become bowl eligible. That's what you think.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of people think.
I'm going to say they're going to win tomorrow. That's 2. I'll give them one of the 2 road games. That's 3. James Madison, 4. I don't see them beating Pitt. Maybe they can beat Wake. Then they're not going to beat Clemson or NC State. So, I mean, 5 to me is the most wins they're going to have by the time they get to the Kentucky game.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I did. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think the next 3 games, I think they need to win all 3 of those, and then they can kind of change that. But if they're going into, I don't know, it's good or bad, because it's like if you're at 5 and you get to a 6th win and it's beating Kentucky, you know what that would mean. And then if you show up in the bowl game and guys play and Malik plays and they play better than they have played in bowl games, then there is momentum, and then Scott Satterfield is back. But if you don't like Scott Satterfield, and let's be honest, if they're at 5 wins when we're talking after November, okay, and that's the conversation that we're talking about, and he doesn't win in Lexington, then it seems like he's 5-7, and we know what the answer is, right? So I don't know. To me, if I'm a fan, it's a gamble. If I don't like Satterfield, it could put an end to Satterfield on that weekend, but it could also elongate the process. And, of course, we don't know what Josh Hurd thinks, but, I mean, I think if they go in there 5 wins for Scott Satterfield, that's a disaster because I think they're going to get smoked by Kentucky if they go in there with 5 wins with all these losses that we're talking about, if that's the case.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. And my problem is, I mean, they're 1-2. It's hard for me to believe the way they played the first 3 games they're going to win 3 straight. And they haven't shown any evidence over the first 3 games that they're good enough to, you know, to beat South Florida at home and then win on the road at Boston College and Virginia. Even though those are, you know, two of the lesser teams in the ACC, I'm not sure they can be consistent enough to win those three. And then the next home game after that is Pitt, right? And Pitt might have its quarterback back by then.
Yeah.
That's Pitt's legit. I mean, I don't know. I don't see it myself. I think they're going to be 5-6 going to Kentucky game, and I agree with you. I mean, how can you pick Louisville to win that game considering the last, you know, 3 times they've played them, they've gotten blown out? I mean, Kentucky seems to really focus on beating Louisville convincingly. It means a lot to them to beat Louisville by 3 or 4 touchdowns. They take joy in it.
So you went from 7-5 with U of L, and you've moved back to 5-7 or 6-6 right now. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about right now, right?
My 7-5 start in the year had him winning 2 of the first 3. So yeah, I've got to backtrack off that.
Okay, so
I didn't have to Syracuse. I mean, I didn't think anybody that had a pass of 7 or 8 wins could have had that without having a win over Syracuse. I mean, right?
No, listen, I'm with you. I thought they were going to blow Syracuse out. I was confused why these Syracuse people were so confident. I was making fun of them, and then they made fun of me.
Syracuse, they went out and made a good hire.
Yes, they did.
The offensive coordinator from Virginia.
Yep.
And the quarterback's coach from Virginia, and that dude's good. I mean, they've played well.
Yeah. No.
Big pass. They threw the touchdown and the game-winning pass in the last game against Purdue and beat Brom.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. You're spot on. We'll get to Brom here in a second. Yeah, we'll get. Actually, I'll ask you right now. I mean, Jeff Brom. I mean, what are we doing here? Oof. They're not happy, Jeff Brom. Oof. I mean, he's lost some games, man.
You can't lose a game by getting
penalties
in the last minute. You can't do that.
Yeah, 30 penalties in 1 minute, and then. And then on top of it, week one, where he had the 30 passes in the last couple minutes, not a good first month.
And that last play, I mean, he hung his cornerback out on man-to-man coverage, and he got ate up on that route right to the flag and got beat for a touchdown with 7 seconds to go. That can't happen either against Schrader, who's nobody's ever compared Garrett Schrader to John Elway.
Well, they are now. Well, things, how things have changed. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. We'll ask you about U of L, and I apologize, I can't remember. What did you have Kentucky at? Did you have them at 8-4? If so, what has changed, if anything? We've seen 3 weeks of Kentucky. Mark Stoops was not happy on Monday and yesterday, even in his brief press availability, running the football, they can't do it. The offensive line is not what he's used to, but that defense sure looks good, and that passing game needs to cut it down on turnovers, but it's a different animal than what we've seen for many years in Lexington. What do you make of where the Cats are right now?
I don't think they've played as well as I expected them to play. I agree with you. The offense has been a little bit too sporadic. The running game isn't what it should be. Obviously not having Rodriguez until next week, and I agree with Steve, the offensive line is not up to the standards they set the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm sticking with 8-4. I mean, at Tennessee will probably be a loss. I would Georgia, that's 2. I'm trying to think what other ones I would have to go with. They could get loose to Ole Miss next week.
Oh, sure. Mississippi State at home. I mean, that's a losable game, in my opinion.
It's not going to be an easy game. Leach is always capable of beating you. So, yeah, I mean, they might be a little bit more leaning towards 9-3 at this point, but 8-4, 9-3.
They're better than last year, yes? Do you think that's the case?
Kentucky?
Yeah.
Probably, because, you know, Levis has another year in the system, and, you know, the defensive guys have a little bit extra time in the system. They have a little bit more talent. I'm not sure they have as much depth as they had last year. The young, without Robin, you know, Dane Key has been
he's been good.
Really, as a freshman, he's yeah. one I saw Pro Football Focus rated him the fourth or fifth most productive freshman in the country. So that's impressive. So, and tight ends are a little bit better, but you know, they've only been tested by Florida, and we don't know how good Florida really is. Florida struggled to beat South Florida last week, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, they very well should have lost that game. Everyone thinks they're going to go into Tennessee and kind of get knocked aside. We'll see if that happens. Tennessee fans would love that, the tormented Tennessee fans that they are. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. A couple more. We'll get you out of here. You know, I asked Dribble this question earlier in the week. We have talked so much about, you know, C-Rod. Okay, so when he comes back, how much does he help the offensive line? How much does the running game? It will improve, but how much will it improve as you dive into SEC play head first and C-Rod comes back? So that's a conversation that is out there, the on-the-field stuff. I mean, as for the off-the-field stuff, I know, Rick, on here, we've talked about the reporting that has been around it, the lack of transparency from Kentucky, Mitch Barnhart, and Mark Stoops. And then I ask the question, I mean, do you care? I mean, do you care that some of this stuff was going on, which has no doubt set the running game back this season for Kentucky? And if had they lost to Florida or somebody else, it would be much more of a discussion. And it's just been kind of funny because the Kentucky fans have been on Louisville because Louisville has had the NCAA issues. Right, Rick? I mean, you know, we've covered that. And then, you know, Kentucky has this where they had to self-report and, well, you know, some of their main players miss games, including C-Rod, and it's just like, well, it's a great SEC scam, Rick. So, I mean, I guess, do we even care that it feels like nobody cares that this went on? And I feel it within myself. I don't care. I kind of laugh at it.
I tend to agree with you. It feels like nobody cares. I feel like more people should care. I feel like Barnhart should step up and talk about it, considering, you know, his public stances on, you know, keeping the program between the lines and accountability and all that stuff. And this is not really a complex, some arcane NCAA rule that was broken. This was just old-fashioned right or wrong. I mean, you know that
this is basic.
Yeah, you don't take a job where you just go punch in and then don't do the work and get paid for it. You know that you're not supposed to be doing that, and a couple of guys allegedly did it anyway. And so, what more should the penalty be? I mean, four games for Rodriguez is pretty significant. Maybe one of them was for the driving incident. One game for the other guy, if he was the one involved, then it seems a little bit light. But that's where we're at these days, where I think that rule-breaking, most people, especially when it involves their own team, they just kind of shrug at it and say, that means we're trying. That means we're competing.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a good old-fashioned SEC scam. I thought it was fantastic. I was kind of proud of it. But they didn't know anything about it. The football team didn't know anything about it.
A lot of people are these days.
Yeah, Rick. I mean, don't worry. The football team didn't know anything about it. I don't want you to ever think that the athletic department knew what was going on. You think, I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Well, wasn't the guy who was involved in it on the other end a former player or something? Did I read that?
Yeah, I mean, people have lost their jobs over this. I mean,
it's people lost real jobs over this, and football players are getting a 1 or 3 game suspension.
Oh yeah, it's
shows you where the priorities are. I mean, just win, baby.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm with you, Rick Bozich, with us. You think they win comfortably tomorrow, Kentucky?
Yeah, it's a Northern Illinois quarterback banged up, and they blew a big lead. They got run out of the stadium in their home stadium by Vanderbilt in the second half last week, so. The line's, 26.5? I don't know if Kentucky's going to cover that, because I think that they might be looking ahead to Ole Miss, and this is a second straight, you know, non-excitable opponent they played against. But they'll win by 3 touchdowns, I think.
You going to any of the games, Rick? You going out to U of L tomorrow?
I'll be out of U of L tomorrow.
All righty.
I can't name one South Florida player, can you?
Nope. And I want to keep it that way. That's like when the basketball teams, when Calipari plays his 2 weeks of scrubs, I'm like, I'm not learning a name. In fact, Jack Grossman last year, who did you see? Was it Shireman? Was it Baylor Shireman? Is that what the guy's name is that went to Creighton? Jack Grossman saw him when
he played at Alabama.
Play at Alabama, which is like a good place to play. Had no idea who he was. No idea, Rick.
I remember when South Florida was in the Big East that they used to, you know, give Louisville trouble.
They had good teams.
They beat Bobby several times down there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. No, Bobby had a bugaboo. He could not win there. They lost some like big time. I mean, that's when they played in they play in the Tampa, the NFL stadium is like seven people in attendance, which doesn't help them. So, by the way, a texter wants to know, because Jack alluded to it on the show, did they feed you well yesterday? I mean, was it like ribeyes or, I mean, Jack's telling me that the basketball media meal was
back in the day.
Fantastic.
It used to be phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, how is it now?
It was burgers and mac and cheese and asparagus and salad and chocolate chip cookies.
No,
that's good, but that's not what it used to be.
No, I don't like that.
Someone told me, I wasn't there for this one, that one year there was like steak and lobster.
Yes, so my senior year, Rick.
This is Archie's fault. All the money went to Archie Miller.
Ribeyes, lobster, like a build-your-own like mashed potato bar, mac and cheese. Cake.
Oh, it all went to Archie Miller. Yes. Archie's laughing all the way to Rhode Island right now. His pockets full of money.
And then we went and asked Justin Smith if he had gotten better, and he said, I still can't really dribble a ball.
Okay, well, that's when Jack realized he would go his entire collegiate career with no NCAA tournament berths. Right there is when he knew. Well, Rick, we'll see you out there at Cardinal Stadium tomorrow. Right. Take care. Safe travels. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there's Rick Bosich, WDRB. We appreciate him. He was driving to Bloomington. As you know, half that trip is with no cell service, so we could not talk to him yesterday. Glad we could catch up with him today. All right, listen, Strebel and Jack, they're doing the mixtape. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go to Louder Than Life, so I'm going to go do that. You guys have a good time. Have a safe weekend. We'll take a short break. Mixtape coming up next on The Take on this Football Friday.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Got a little Smashing Pumpkins before we get into the mixtape here on The Take, ESPN 680 105.7. It's been a fun show. That was Rick Bosich with your guy, Andy Sweeney, who's making his way to Slipknot and Louder Than Life. So hopefully he has a good time there. So, Jack Grossman, what do you have set up for us tonight on the mixtape? What do you think about it? How do you feel about it? Who's the star?
We're loaded today.
We're loaded. Okay. I love hearing that.
Absolutely loaded.
So, a Football Friday mixtape loaded. Let's get our people into the weekend, Jack. So what's the first piece of sound? Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, Jack Grossman, Hightower Men's Clinic. It's louder than life. It's Louisville football. It's Kentucky football and IU football. Let's get it started. Let's go, Jack.
It's pass fail. That's it. We're pass or fail. That's a fail. It's a fail. I'm going to watch because I enjoy watching, and now apparently I'm just going to enjoy watching Scott fail. So y'all have a good night.
Hey, Mark, first time caller. I think this is a good show where I get to establish, like, my bona fides here.
There you go.
Like, a season ticket holder since 2022.
Yes.
Is the worst team I've ever seen. There's no analysis to be done here. That's a game you have to win.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing here? You know, and ultimately it feels a lot like the DePaul game in basketball last year where, you know, it just seemed readily apparent this isn't going anywhere. The same kind of story for a loss, you know, over and over and over again. I think ultimately I'm a positive fan. Like, I'll be back there next week. I always try and put a positive spin on something after I see it. But I mean, eventually the air comes out of the balloon, and we're getting close here, man. I appreciate taking my call, though.
Yep.
They play not to lose. They never play to win the game. You have, like you all said earlier, had all the opportunity in the world. They were marching down the field doing that, and then they go into the bullshit.
Easy. Let's work on that. Let's work on that one.
He's a great guy. Look, and there's no team that's going to be perfect. I mean, I don't expect them to be perfect, but I expect them to go out and finish these games. That's all we heard all offseason. I mean, I listen to 93.9 every day, guys. And all I heard was about how great, you know, our defense has improved and how we're going to finish and how physical we've been. But, you know, for these first three games, I just haven't seen it.
Haven't seen the physicality, Jack.
Haven't seen the finishing.
Haven't seen it.
You know, he's a great guy.
I don't want to get into the next coach yet because I still want to deal with what's at hand here. And it is, as bad as it's been for everybody, it's still 1-2 and really had a chance to be 2-1 on Friday night. I just think Malik Cunningham at some point has to lead a game-winning drive. He's going to have to lead a game-winning drive. He's going to need help from his receivers, too, who drop the ball a lot.
Not right. T. Huddy.
If you thought they were going to have 7-8 wins, you were not. You that math wasn't going to have a 1-2 start.
You know, you got to get 7 wins. You
Tell
have
us,
to,
Keith.
At a minimum, get 7 wins. If you don't get 7 wins, we think there has to be a change. I mean, I think that's kind of the popular sentiment. And I don't look at that schedule and see 7 wins. I mean, you see 6 more on there. I don't.
Go up 28-21, end the third quarter, go into the fourth. You're feeling great. Florida State's next drive
they
to
play
tie.
Joker and the Thief. I thought the roof was going to come off.
Not Joker and the Thief,
Florida State's
Jack.
Next drive to tie starts with a sack, and there are two more plays, and they score a touchdown. 75 yards in 3 plays to tie it up.
By the way, Tyler Griever within
this
good.
28th. This is over. This experiment is done. There's just not enough wins, and he's not capable of getting them. And that, so the referendum, the weekly referendum on Scott's career here is over.
Scott.
I don't know who it is. I'm not rooting for one guy versus another, but it ain't this dude. It ain't him, and it ain't the guys that work for him.
I'll tell you what. I'm done with him. I got talked off the ledge after Syracuse. I think Syracuse is a pretty good team this year. They got the offensive coordinator from Virginia.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna be a surprising
Jack.
Team. We should have scored more than 7 at Syracuse. We won at UCF. That was a great game, a great defensive effort. But tonight we're playing 2.5 quarters against a backup quarterback. We should have won this game. And Satterfield should have won this game. What really made me mad this week was Satterfield saying something about Scott Frost. I don't know how you fire a guy after 3 games.
Oh, boy.
Well, that guy,
Jack.
Satterfield was talking about himself.
Oh.
He really was. He knew there was a chance to lose right. this game.
Appreciate the call, Ox. Thanks, everybody. We just want to keep things moving along, but thank you.
It has had to move on there.
I think what concerns
–
well, there's a million things that concern you most.
What's up, Mark? First of all, a couple of things I just want to say. Kudos to the atmosphere tonight. It was it was just amazing. It was loud. It was a crazy Friday night crowd. I mean, the crowd was into this one. I'm probably going to be different than most of your callers tonight. I really believe that Scott Satterfield is still a great coach. I still believe that he's the answer. I mean,
this is the first call
tonight. I really felt like this one was one of those games that we were the better team. I'm not ready to give up on Scott yet. I'm still believing in this team, and I believe in Scott Satterfield. So hopefully, you know, there's a team 64 miles east of us that they stayed with their coach, and look what they're doing now. Maybe we need to stay with this guy. I do believe he's the coach. The big guy, yeah, he is a big guy. We didn't guard him.
The big guy.
You know, I don't know what the answer is, but I do know this. We got a big game tomorrow. Boiler up, boys. Take care.
You know what, though? Like, wow. I am fully prepared for that.
Oh, man.
I am. I'm fully prepared for the Brob stuff.
And they blew it.
They blew it. You blew it.
Can you tell me anything that Scott Satterfield does very well?
I think their offense is pretty good. I mean, I think they put 500 yards of offense the other night. I mean, I think the offense is pretty good. I don't know.
But it's not good enough to win the games. We've seen enough displays of Scott Satterfield to just know he's not the right guy for the job. And I don't think much is going to change throughout the season for him.
No. I think you're right. All right, this is the mixtape here on ESPN 680-1057, brought to you by Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermensclinic.com. They have the pulse wave therapy, Jack. You know about that? They got that for you. No needles, no pills, no nothing. Hightowermensclinic.com.
It sounds like you know a lot more about it than I do.
Well, you know, I don't know anything about it. I've been there, though. Andy and I did a remote one time.
Yes,
so
you were next to the penis picture.
Well, it was more of like an anatomy a study guide. That's what it was.
It sounds like a great place.
Yes. Like penisland.com.
Here's what I love about this. I don't think I can continue on with this. I've stopped listening to Sweeney because I can't deal with the negativity, but I can no longer listen to you with the optimism because it's fruitless. What optimism?
I have not been optimistic.
What the world?
This entire time.
Let's get John in here. John, apparently I'm all sunshine and rainbows, buddy. Welcome into the Miller Lite Postgame Show. What's up?
It's a haymaker.
In my opinion, just didn't have the athletes to play with
Paul.
To pull out the game. I shouldn't say to play with them because they did very much play with them.
Not Paul.
I think what's most annoying is they had a backup, an unproven backup.
Yeah, a guy. Who was this guy?
Who looked awful when he first came in the game and suddenly went through a transformation at halftime. And
look at this bad luck knocking out starting quarterbacks.
I can't deal with it no more. Like,
Lawrence.
Help me out. Why are we keep
Help Lawrence!
Time again. Like, every time.
The cherry on top of all of that, and you just can't really ignore it, is the last game of the season. That's going to be ugly.
Well,
potentially. Not like they're going to take it easy on them.
No, it's no, they're not.
I mean, what is DeAndre Moore's pool to come to Louisville at this point? What, like, you're going to play for Lance Taylor and
I appreciate the call. We don't need to like talk recruits out of
That's
coming here. That's not
a
the job.
Soothsayer
and that's
there,
not really
Jack.
The point.
DeAndre Moore.
Next week and we get a win, but you know, as of right now, I'm down in the dumps, fellas.
I need therapy. Text from Marquez Maybin. Go back to FSU's first play of the game. Text from Marquez Maybin. Hand face palm emoji.
We had an unbelievable time. I came back after the game because I was defeated. And I was like, I can't do another year of just terrible football talk. But here we are. And it's really, you know, it's not that bad, guys. It's really not. It's a small. It's not 2018 yet.
Yeah.
It won't be, but I don't think it's headed that route. Now, is getting to six wins, is that going to be a challenge? 100%. Yeah, is the margin for error gone? Yes.
Has anybody ever watched Schindler's List?
Jesus. Dang it. No. Don't. What are you doing?
No. I'm doing this. I'm going.
Dana?
No.
I'm going. You remember the part where you're sitting there with all the factory workers? And Ben King
his blinkers going on.
He gets real sentimental because he realizes the moment. And he just starts crying and he starts saying one thing after another. And he finally just starts saying, I could have got one more.
Dana, I appreciate the call.
Rummage did the right thing here.
That was about the Holocaust. Guys, come on.
Hey, wait a second. Somebody was dumb enough to hire him twice. What are we talking about here? What I thought was really cool is how he rode up to the stadium on a motorcycle.
Should we be the show that advocates for Bobby 3.0?
Coming back here?
Yeah. Should we be that show?
No.
No?
No, we're not. We're
Come
bad,
on, Dan.
But we're not that bad.
Oh, Dan!
Now, being Jewish, Jack, you have not buy the evolution thing, do you? I mean, it was your people who got this started.
I think I do believe
now,
in
it. Now, wait a minute. It has to be your people. You think Jesus was going to let some Gentile into the Garden of Eden? No way. No, Adam and Eve had to be Jewish.
I want to talk religion with Dan Issel one day. I really do. I want to talk religion with Dan Issel and Louie Rabeau.
It used to be
too, Jack.
Yes, it used to be you wanted to talk UK basketball, Dan Issel.
No.
Now you want to talk
about religion. Yes. Absolutely. He knows his stuff. All right. It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7. Keep them coming, Jack.
What would you tell LeBron if you met him in person?
You, my friend, are a moron. No, I don't know what I'd tell him. Nobody cares about your stance on social issues. I mean, it's great that you have one. Half of them are wrong, and you're alienating, whether you know it or not, you're alienating people by taking these stands. And, you know, you're one of the top two or three people that have ever played the game. So go out, play the game, and entertain us and enjoy what career you have left.
Oh, man, Dan. Oh, that's... Jack, I got kicked in the groin there.
Okay. I mean, and this'll show.
What?
I mean, and this'll show the missiles.
He's showing the missiles, and they were.
Yeah.
They were staring at you in your face.
And yes, they were.
He's smiling.
And yes, and talking horses.
Yes,
he
is.
And Louie and Mike. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Who shaved their chest?
You agree with me, right?
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, they didn't give the full
and it's not
body.
It's not because we would do it. That's not it.
No.
It's the fact that they promoted shirts are off. Like, Jack, come on. If this show it would say, hey, we're going to do a show shirtless, and everything was like, there was no man boob.
It was just
everyone, crush.
Yes,
yeah, we
would. Be crush.
Well, let's see him. Some of the stuff I say, Jack.
I'm not talking to Streetle.
Oh,
I agree.
Did you hear that? Well, you were producing it.
Yeah.
Did you hear them taking shots at me and Louie for being shirtless on Louie's podcast?
Yes, I did.
But here's what I'm upset about. They said I have man boobs. I do not. Look, these things right here, Jack, these things are hard as rocks. There's no man boobs when they, and so
he's pounding his chest.
Sweezy and Streetle owe me an apology.
I'm sorry, Dan.
And I expect it right off the bat at 3 o'clock today. You tell them I said apologize or there will be hell to pay.
Oh, damn!
No.
Oh, whoa, hell to pay! Whoa. Okay, well, hey, all right. Dan.
I mean, we can apologize. We're sorry, but
I'm sorry, Dan.
I feel like, really, we were just going at Mike and Louie.
We were. I'm sorry, Dan, if you took that the wrong way. But we were in your corner. We were supporting you. We were saying, look at this guy. Look how good he looks. Wow! I mean, he's mad! Dan, I actually have man boobs. How would that feel?
It's true.
Save that for the mixtape.
Hey, Jack, thank Sweezy for the apology later today.
Well, dude.
I appreciate it. He manned up. Of course, those two are boobs even when they have their shirts on. So
I love it. I love it.
It was nice that they apologized.
Oh, man.
I love those guys.
Oh, that's nice.
I love those guys.
I love you too, Dan. I like Dan. Dan Issel is, he's great.
We all love Dan.
We all love Dan. How could you not love Dan? All right, so the mixtape, Jack Grossman put a banger together this week. Keep it rolling, Jack.
Dan, I actually have man boobs. We had him, blowing things and muffing things.
Boy. I've seen things.
Okay.
I've seen other men.
I've seen...
And as a Louisville fan, my God, you just got to hope for something to cheer for at some point. I mean, and what is it? Because not to be Debbie Downer on a Monday, on a gray Monday here in the Ville, but I don't think basketball is going to look all that bright.
Yeah.
I have hope, but.
Yeah.
Kenny is the hype man for X-Men. Calipari.
That's going to stick.
Oh, yeah, I want a t-shirt. Kenny Payne says X-Men. That's what I want, baby. Ethan Moore is crying. He's upset about it.
I mean, you're right.
Killing him. It's absolutely killing him. The head coach, he's supposed to hate Cal. He's Cal's hype man. He's Flavor Flav to Cal's Chuck D.
It used to stink. It stunk for a long, long time. And you don't change a school from being a basketball school to a football school in 2 years, especially when you've never won anything. I mean, how can this be a football school when you've never won your division, the division in your conference? So I get it. I agree 100%. Mark's done a terrific job. The program is on the rise. They've got a chance to be really good again this year. Do you know where he gives the advantage to Northern Illinois? Northern Illinois has the advantage.
Offensive line?
It's gotta be the offensive line. So you, before you tell me you're going to win 10 games this year, you better have a better offensive line than Northern Illinois. No, I've never done yoga.
Was she attractive, though?
Not bad.
That's a, not bad, but I'm with Dan here.
On three. Do we have that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a big, big...
Had that here momentarily for you guys, so...
Zip!
So, keep it locked here.
It's Jack!
On ESPN Louisville.
Look, Jack is very passionate about a lot of things. One thing he's very passionate about, making sure things go off without a hitch. And boy... did they not go off without a hitch there? And Jack reacted. Keep it coming, Jack.
Whoa. Calm down now.
Oh, no, Stillman.
I'd be like sitting there saying, like, you know, Jared Stillman, he's kind of like Dan Patrick. Like, well, I mean, I think I'm pretty good, but let's be careful there with the early comparison to Dan Patrick.
Lombarius,
what's going on, bruh?
What's going on, brother? Y'all doing a fine job. This media that's in this presser, they're scared to death. If they were the old school Chuck Olmstead and John Bowe answering them, asking him these tough questions, we're not talking about pets. We're talking football. Maybe we get some answers and put some heat on this guy. So take a lesson from Chuck and John and go to journalism school and ask them tough questions, and you'll be in the Hall of Fame like them two are. So y'all keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling, Plumber Chuck.
Lombarius, Charles. Always good to hear from him.
Look, I don't want to crush anybody at the press conference. I don't want to do that. I don't think that's fair.
Attention men, are you struggling with erectile dysfunction?
Oh, no.
You're listening to The V Show.
Of course you're listening to The V Show. I see Darren Rogers over there. Hello, Darren. How's it going? Yes, absolutely. They're coming inside Churchill Downs right after the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7. Keep it going, Jack.
It seems like, not to sound like my boy Nick Curran about with the whole snake bitten thing. Eventually, if you get snake bitten enough, the venom is going to kill you. I came from a home, a family of coaches. So I am a coach apologist because I understand that it's not just affecting them.
I'm not a Satterfield apologist. That's not been my brand on this show.
I don't want to get on here. I don't want to sound extremely pessimistic. I don't want to be completely negative on the team, but it's hard to feel positive about the product right now with things just feeling like, this feel of, here we go again. I've been one of the biggest advocates of the guy.
Me too. I like the guy, but...
All right, well, one day back with Blankendaddy.
That's right, Blankendaddy.
How about that? Blankendaddy back in studio today. How about that?
There you go. Good right. for him.
Blankenbaker back at work.
Blankendaddy's back.
Blankendaddy.
Blankendaddy.
I don't really want to make a lot of excuses for these coaches, but I do think that the play calling was affected by losing Reed and Chandler on the left side of your line. I'm as mad as I think I could be, but I'm maybe a little softer having the love in my heart for my newborn child. That's for sure. Like, and every time I look over there, I'm like super happy. And then when I turn to the football program, I'm like, man, what are y'all doing? Like, give me a reason.
His dad's got a newborn. He's trying to be happy. Football team's preventing his happiness.
They're
stealing your happy. Brian Brown's stealing your happy.
I'm going to keep showing up. When we fumble inside the red zone and give up 3 points and don't throw a touchdown on the play before, I still have L to bring me back to happiness. I don't know.
Do you hold her and say you get your L up?
No. There are some really good pieces here. No. Mm-hmm. Just make the play when you have it there. Like, you get the ball all the way down the field. Score it. Don't turn it over. Stop fumbling. You know, make a tackle. You're right there. And I think I'm the most frustrated that Brian Brown got a fourth season. You know? And if we do have...
But you weren't last week.
There's too much talent on this defense. I think we should have better result. Yeah. I think Yasir Abdullah is going to play in the NFL.
Drew.
Yaya Diaby is going to play in the NFL. Keytrell Clark will play in the NFL. And then at linebacker, I think we have some good college football players. Momo, Monty Montgomery, those are the type of dudes you ought to be able.
Monty Montgomery does not right now look like a good college
Thank
football
Thank you, Drew.
Player. He did before, but he doesn't today.
I'm saying right now.
But Drew on this one. I mean, as I look at it, and I'm Cardinal like, you know Bat. What? I thought at first it was rust, but he's just hasn't been good through three games.
Louisville does have a talent deficiency at safety. I wanted it to work. I still want it to work. Blank. Maybe he can turn it around and you know, start playing better. But what I've seen so far is that it's more of the same and that this is basically where we are defensively. And we could have made a change in the offseason and tried to do something different. And we've seen Louisville turn
it around. I don't know if it
would
matter. I'm just not sure the players are good enough. I'm just not sure the players on that side of the ball are good enough. I thought we would get more out of Monty Montgomery. Yeah, I'm just not sure the players are good enough.
Wow.
I'm just not sure the players on that side of the ball are good enough. I thought we would get more out of Monty Montgomery.
But I do think a lot of Louisville fans, you know, will look back at Petrino fondly, despite how it ended, Ohio State fans will with Urban Meyer and Florida fans with Urban Meyer. Are they good people? No. But we won a lot of freaking football games.
There's
and
big
sometimes that's what matters. I mean, like these guys now that we have, they're fantastic dudes. I'm rooting for them. I want Scott Satterfield and Brian Brown and all these guys to win. But, like, you got to freaking win, man. I'm in this weird place where I've advocated for Scott Satterfield to keep his job, you know, at the end of last year.
You're tougher on him now because you did that.
Absolutely.
You're mad at you.
But I took the arrows publicly for supporting Scott Satterfield. And so now I need this to come through for me. And if it doesn't, you're right. Maybe I evaluate him a little bit more harshly because I took the arrows.
You did, Blank.
You know, but he also makes a lot of money.
Now it's like criticism of you is what it's like.
It's like, why did I support you? You know, sort of deal. So
it's Blankenbaker's fault.
I want our coaches to be paid in the top 20%. I want, like, Scott Satterfield to make $6 to $8 million a year as a head coach. I did get a text from Lottie Stockwell's, and she wanted me to let everybody know that the big screen at the Alley is wired up and ready for Saturday. So get out there. I mean, I can tell you right now, when the game ends, I'm hitting the Alley. Like, that's where I'm going. I'm going to see the –
Football.
For as long as the Alley's open, I'll be at the Alley until they kick me out. So, whether they kick me out at 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there. All right, Jack. How many we got left here, Jack?
We got about maybe 10, 12 more.
All right, let's roll before the boys at Inside Churchill Downs come in and take over for us. Let's go, Jack.
John, you got to be a little controversial once in a while. Don't be a shill for UK football. This is incredible. I mean,
look,
the first three articles, first three paragraphs of this article are all laden with excuses. 124th in sacks allowed.
122nd, excuse me, in rushing offense and 126th in average yards per rushing attempt.
That's as bad as it sounds, folks.
And you're going to tell me
Louis,
that this is a top 10 college football team? You know, if they don't get there, if they don't get this, if they don't get this straightened out, I mean, you can't look at those stats. I mean, that's pathetic. And if they don't get this straightened out quick, and I don't mean this week, I mean next week, this season isn't going to turn out like everybody that wears big blue hopes it will. I was a late bloomer, and hopefully I still have some blooming to do.
Oh! Bring it on!
Super team.
Super team.
Super team.
Super team.
X-Men.
Super team. X-Men part two. We got X-Men this year. We got X-Men next year. Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, Pauly B told him. And Bob just went, how about that? They bonded the bridge. Whatever the gap was between DJ and Aaron, they bonded that bridge. That now
the bridge has been bonded.
And the playing together at Kentucky for maybe Cal's swan song. Let's go. Bring it on. Let's go. Well, he's going to ride out in a blaze of glory with DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw, Kinsley.
Have him
Kinsley,
also. Dillingham.
Yeah, Dillingham, Shepherd, Justin
so
Edwards, Adufero. That's seven bangers right there, Andy. Damn, brother. That's seven bangers right there. And they're going to add more to that. Icing on the cake. You got big O. I'm coming.
Look at you.
That's seven players off the charts right there, baby. Oh, it's going to be glorious. Cal's going to be shining. Orlando Antiqua's doing the damn thing again. And Kenny Payne might get a couple 4 stars in the 70s. Oh, boy.
I listened to a few Jack Harlow lyrics the other day.
This is great. Uh-huh. Get ready, Darren.
I don't think that's that's the songwriter of the year. Trying to play both sides, though, in this song, talking about Coach Cal Ampati. I mean, yeah, is he all in on Louisville?
All in on Louisville. Like, you can't, yeah, you know.
He's not a Louisville man, Mark.
Don't you do the Jason Weirich thing where you try to claim two teams.
Nobody
knows. I'm going to F the earrings off of you. I'm going to check my schedule and then clear it all for you. Look up at the ceiling. Yeah, that mirrors all of you. No, I love them curves and how they veering off of you. I'm going to grip that body power steering off of you. Whoop. You know you a star. That's why they're cheering for you like the Alabama Crimson Tide. You my little muse. Get them lyrics all for you, and then I sing them like an Ed Sheeran song to you. Well, I don't know who this Mr. Sheeran is, but I'm sure he's quite talented. Cause I love the shape of you. You. I mean, the memory is nice, but I would love a tape of you. What's he mean by that? I mean, the memory is nice, but I would love a tape of you. You are there five of them? I got so much that I want to say to you. I'd do anything to make you smile.
Well,
I'd even take you to the Panama Canal. Hotels 5-star like they play for Coach Cal, but they call me Young Patino because I'm good in both towns.
Oh.
I'm going to blank the earrings off of you.
I want to bang the back of your earrings off.
I can get sucked into the Bachelor. I can get sucked.
Okay, is this the last show? Okay. It's been a hell of a week.
I think we know what it is.
Yeah, we do. Everybody enjoy the football this weekend. We got Inside Churchill Downs coming up. Darren Rogers is dying right now. Are you okay, Darren? You good? Okay, he's still alive. He's going to do the show. All right, everyone enjoy the football. We'll see you Monday back here on the Take, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Drew, wanted to briefly brag of my son. I try not to do too much. He's in eighth grade, started his own pen business. He's been creating unique ones with different styles and colors and has been successfully selling them online and came up with a company name of Pen Island, as each one he makes is unique. I encourage everyone to check out his website at penisland.com.
Penisland.com?
Well, you got a free live read out of it,
I'm
too.
I'm
going
to look at
brilliant.
It. I'm going to penisland.com right now.
There you go.
I love that.
To the brag line, hey, Drew and team, I wanted to give a shout out to the Oakland County boys.
Oh, boy. You stepped in it bad there.
I did.
We both did.
Oh, no. It's
type in
serious?
Penn Island on your.
No, but dump as much as you can here.
Really? Really, people?
I dumped as much as I can.
I know.